All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. And boy, do we have a personal adventure today to discuss. I do it each and every day at about this same time from the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to shop for a brand new golf cart, maybe an EZ-Go or a Yamaha. They have tons of merchandise available for you to check out in person at their location in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road, or shop online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They also have side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, scooters, e-bikes, you name it. And what is wrong with my voice today? Feel a little raspy or scratchy, but nevertheless. And boy, do I have a story for you. Bob says, how much poo-poo is included in this story? There is no poo-poo in this story. But there is a portion of this story that you are not going to like. And Jeremy, with a reference to a real graspy voice, that's a wiener poopy. Remember that? All right, I digress. So there is a, like I said, a portion of the story that you just are not going to be happy about. Some of you are going to be like, I don't want to say anything else because it's just ridiculous. I'll warn you ahead of time. In fact, I think as soon as I start talking about it, you're going to figure out what's going on. But try to stay with it for as long as you can. All right. So I woke up today and I did what I do every day. I let the dogs out. Now, typically the dogs don't really, well, in the winter, it's not too much of a chance that they'll run away. O'Neill and Bruce are the only ones who would do it. Darla is not capable. She's too scared to jump down from the retaining wall that drops down into the other portion of the yard. I just let them out, and they do their business. They come right back in, especially first thing in the morning, because they know it's time to eat. So typically, it's let them out. I go tinkle just off of that door, and then they're by the time I go to that door, they're at the door saying, let us in. Today was different, though. Today, Darla was at that retaining wall looking out into the yard where sometimes O'Neill escapes during like the summer months. And they sure as hell don't do it in the winter months because it's cold. And there's usually a big snowbank in the way. But I'm like, what's going on? And I have no O'Neill in the yard. And I have Darla, and then the other two dogs come in. But Darla is looking out into the yard like, O'Neill, where are you? And I'm like, uh-oh. He might have done a rarity, and that is wander out into that area. So I get Darla in, and then I get a food bowl and pour food into it. And O'Neill hears that, and now he's in my vision. I can see him in that portion of the yard. So I go, come on, knucklehead. So he tries to get up on the retaining wall. He can't quite do it because there's a big snowbank. Now I have to go and let him into this gate, which is a problem because I'm in my underwear and no socks on, and the steps that lead to that gate are covered with snow that has become ice. And so I go, ah, fuck it. And I start to go down, and that is quite a painful thing, okay? When your feet are freezing on ice like that, it's a different type of pain. Before your feet actually start to go numb after a minute or so, it's quite painful. So I'm experiencing that while I'm falling down these steps in my underwear. I'm like, ah, fuck. I get over to that gate. It's snowed shut. I got to really torque on it to get it open. And then he comes in. Now, if the story ended there, that's already silly enough and perfect for something like I would talk about on this show. And I even said, oh, this is going to be a great story for these folks. But the story's not done there. No, it's not. I let him in. They eat. Shortly thereafter, Bruce has to go out. He didn't go out at first, all right? So I let him out, and then when I go to let him back in, he's gone. And he has wandered over into that part of the yard, and I'm like, what the fuck? And in my head, I'm like, something's up. Something's going on. So to get Bruce back, he came back the same way O'Neill came back. He comes in the yard, and as I open that gate, I look out. It's still very, very dark. It's completely dark. But where there's all snow in my backyard that's untouched because nobody goes back there, right in the middle of the yard, there is a black something. And I go, wow, that's an animal. I go, I wonder what that is. So I get the dog in. I tell Pooh, I go, all right, hang on, I got to drink this. At first, I thought it was my cat, Lincoln. I go, no, I fed him. He's in the house. I go back outside. I now have clothes on. And I light up my flashlight, and it's a raccoon. Not dead. But not doing great. So I get a look at him, and he looks, something's off. Something's going on. I'm like, huh, I don't know. And he's laboring, his breathing, and he just doesn't look that great. So I go in. I tell Pooh. I go, okay, well, I get a blanket, and I go back outside, and I put the blanket over him. He's fucking cold, you know? I put the blanket over him, and I put my hands on him, and I'm going to pick him up. And I go to pick him up, and I hear, and yeah, he's pissed. And I go, oh, shit. But I pick him up. I go walking back into the yard. And I bring him in the house. Now, I'm not going to bring him in the house and leave him in the house. I'm walking through the house to put him into the garage. I get a good look at him when I'm in the house. And his eyes are like closed. He just looks like he's fucked up, you know? And his nose is all wrinkly. It just doesn't, there's something going on. And there's like, it looks like a lot of goop in his eyes. So I bring him into the garage and I set him down and I cover him up and I turn on the heat. And I go, all right, well, we're going to save his life, and then I'll call, like, animal rescue. So, and he'll be fine. He's just, whatever, he's a little cranky. That's all that's the matter, you know? I bring some water. A few minutes later, I go check on him, and I realize that there's probably something really wrong with this thing. So I said to Pooh, I go, I think we got to get him out of the house, I don't think we want him in there. All right. And I'm a little concerned about what actually is causing this issue with this raccoon. It just seems, I don't know, all my senses are screaming at me. And then so I pick it up again. And now it's really pissed. And it's going. And he's got his mouth open. And they have big fucking sharp pointy teeth. And it was the weirdest thing. I've never seen anything like it. There was like foam on his fucking mouth. And it was like dripping off of his fucking face. And so I bring it into the house, and thank God the dogs weren't there, you know? And so I'm carrying it in, and I'm like, ah, Jesus Christ. And it's fucking getting worse, going, and it's foaming at the fucking mouth, and Pooper's like, she's screaming, okay? And because I had her open the door, and as I walk by her, it's like trying to get at her, going, so I'm like, I think this thing has fucking rabies. And I put it, now I'm gone, back the way I came. I set it back down by the back fucking door. And he's got my Detroit Lions blanket on him. And so now there's rabies jizz all over the floor. And we cleaned that up with like bleach, because that can like give the dog rabies. That can give you rabies. You know, there's saliva, at least I think. So this isn't done yet. I put him in there in the backyard, and then I go, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't want to. I'm not going to be the one to take the necessary next step here. Okay. I cashed in my animal euthanasia chips way back with the hamster incident. I don't know if you heard that. I just bashed his fucking mug against my teeth. Fuck. So I did what I always do. I called the cops, which means that with me saying that, that means that Pellerito is going to go and get that audio of me calling the cops and telling them what happened. So expect that to be heard at some point. And so I called the non-emergency number again. Cole says, what time did you call the cops? Let's see. I think that was probably around 7 a.m. Maybe a little bit after that. And so I explained to the dispatcher what's going on. She says, we'll send somebody over. The deputy's walking up the driveway, and he knows who I am. I go, hey, what's going on? I could just sense he knew what was up. And then he's got the animal control guy with him. I let him in the front door. We walk through the house. We go out that back door, and there he is. And it's the raccoon is like drooling all over the cement. And he kind of like nudges it with his foot, and the raccoon doesn't like that. It's barely alive. This raccoon is fucked up. So animal control guy takes a look at it, and he goes, okay, uh-huh. And he assesses, and I just didn't want to be there at that point. But I have no idea what's going to happen. Well, I kind of have an idea. But I didn't ask him, is this rabid? I think you have to go inside their brain and actually determine if it has rabies. I did do a little research. And like a couple years ago, there was a story on Wood TV that said first rabid animal in Ottawa County in 5 years is identified. It was a bat. Corey says that me picking it up in the first place was incredibly stupid. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. If that thing whipped around and bit me, you know, I'd be getting rabies shots right now. I was rolling the dice there. But he seemed pretty fucked up and not really into it that he would have enough strength. But I think he definitely did. So then I'm sitting there and animal control guy goes, do you have a shovel? I go, yeah, yeah, hang on. Now, I know my song, I'm on the radio at this point on Q100. And like my song's running out. So I had to come up here, do what I do, go back down. And I go, all right, here you go. Here's the shovel. So this is where, you know, if you're triggered by this stuff, I know I am. I'm thinking, all right, he's going to put it out of its misery. And he goes, yeah, we're going to go in that back kennel because I've got this kennel back behind the yard. He goes, and there's trees. You can't. And so I go upstairs and probably about 2 minutes later, I come back downstairs and I just peer out this window. But before I get to there, I hear a gun. Pow! And I'm like, what? And I don't know. I guess this was a tough son of a bitch because I can see the cops and I can see the shovel leaning against the fence and I can see like these little raccoon legs going, ah, 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 ah. He shot that fucker. And, well, it didn't die right away. So I'm waiting for him to, like, empty the clip, you know? Empty the magazine. But he didn't. And I'm like, I felt really bad because I saw its little raccoon legs flailing away. And so then that was that. And then about 90 seconds later... and he had said to me, he goes, hey, can we come back in the way we came? Which led me, I said, sure. But then I was like, Jesus, it's going to be walking to the house with a dead raccoon in a bag. Because I gave him a plastic bag, too. So, but he didn't do that. He went around the other way, and I opened the front door, and there they are. And he's got a bag with a red dead raccoon in it. And he goes, hey, and I'm thinking, I go, hey, fellas, thanks. Thank you. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to leave this by your door. He goes, you got, is your trash in the garage? I go, yeah. Yeah, I'll leave this by the door. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, come on. So I went, grabbed him, and put him in the trash. And that's the end of that. I'm a little sad, you know? Nick says, I had a raccoon soak up a full mag of 9mm like a PCP user. Then in the backyard, where he was, there's like a pile of this froth. And I let the dogs out, and I'm like, oh, my God, and because they're going to go for the froth. And they did. So I had to fight them off, get them inside, and then pour, like, bleach water onto the rabies froth. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, O'Neill went out beforehand. And I wonder if he interacted with him. I'm pretty sure he did interact with him. He probably investigated. So I just realized that literally as I was starting this show. So I didn't really examine him to see if he got nicked or anything like that. But I will be doing that. I mean, he's vaccinated for rabies. I don't think that's a problem anyway. But Wow, that was a fucking eventful morning, to say the least. God damn. Just the, it was bad enough thinking he's going to bash his brains in with the shovel. And then, all of a sudden I hear this fucking, handgun explode. Molly says this was today. Yeah, hours ago. Justin says north of the hard living line, that hide would be worth a few bucks. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys up there, that's where you live. If that happened, you would then take that hide and you would all like do rock, paper, scissors for it. Or maybe you would have like a war. You would all come out of your mud huts and fight over something like that. And you know why? The first thing I thought of, I'm glad that I don't think that Megan is here right now. Because if she was, she would be so fucked up because of all of this that happened. Her and I literally send each other videos of raccoons all the goddamn time. So when I saw him in the yard, I was like, oh, no. And in my head, I'm like, well, I have to talk about this. And this is going to be quite an adventure I'm going to go on. I had no idea there about what the next thing that was going to happen. But she's the first thing I thought of. Now, I know she likes watching the show live. I'm hoping to God she doesn't go back and listen to this. So then as we were wrapping up, the cop mentioned the podcast. And I'm never really sure as to who actually listens to this shit. But I'm pretty sure he is aware. So he probably was like, easy, is probably going to talk about this on the podcast. And lo and behold, here we are. They did an outstanding, very professional job. They're great. But I knew I'd be talking about it here, but definitely not on the radio. It's not really a thing I want to share on the radio. You know, you can't really tell every detail when you're on the radio. Nick says, my dad got one in the house with a samurai sword once. What? He adds, it was way sharper than he thought, and that little motherfucker split in two. Scott adds, cops love you, EZ. Scott watching on YouTube. All right. I'm kind of worried about O'Neill, you know. Hey, you okay? I don't want to check him out now. I'll check him out later. I'm sure he's fine. All right. For you folks that are watching on Facebook and on YouTube, the rest of the show is on Twitch. And you can check it out at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and then search at Eric Zane Live, all one word, and then you will be in business. Just to note that it is a Big Fraud Thursday this week. We have the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast taking place. I have a story that Ben wants to share, or Ben has a story that he wants to share. He went on a trip to Florida last week, and he did not go unscathed. There is an injury to a body part of his. Chris says, what time this week? 10:30 a.m.? Ha ha, funny boy. No, the show will start on Thursday at 6 p.m. Before that, we will have Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 43. Featuring another example of free beer being absurdly fragile because an audience member sent in a silly text that said, hey, free beer, how come the crew seems to be in a better mood when you're not there. And that pushed him over the edge. And he then proceeded to grill all the members of the show and make them have to explain themselves over this. It was so weird. It was nearly as awkward as what he put those people through from the great Nashville Pout Fest that we covered last week. This one, similar bit of fragile nonsense taking place on the show. So, and this one also happened last week. So Monday was the great Nashville Hotel Lobby Pout Fest story. And then Friday of last week was when the incident that I'm covering on this week's show, when that happened. So our boy, Fragile Free Beer, Fragile Beer, had a rough week for sure. And I can't stress enough that if you want to hear all of these details in amazing, amazing form, you have to go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for a 7-day free trial. That way, when we do it live, you will be part of it and you will hear it first on Thursday. So if you sign up today, you've got 7 days, and on Thursday, you will be able to check out that show and hear for yourself what I'm talking about. When you sign up, you have to put in a payment form. And after that, go ahead and cancel it right after. And then you'll still get the 7 days free. That's how we do it. That's how I can get you a guaranteed 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much. I just had a couple more people sign up for Patreon, and makes me happy. Warms my heart every time I get somebody new on Patreon. Thank you. So, as well, send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I love the correspondence. Somebody said, yeah, but you don't want somebody to be a pen pal. No, that's true. I don't want to share every detail, but if you do have something that you maybe hear on the Free Beer and Hot Wing show that you want to tip me off about, maybe another moment where Free Beer is pouting, or perhaps another ridiculous, stupid segment that goes nowhere and is boring and is a real dud, you can share that with me. Just let me know when it happened and what day, and I'll take it from there. You can send those along, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Shout out to the Grand Rapids Gold, one of my key sponsors. And they have a game coming up. It's a long spell between home games, but their next home game is coming up on Saturday, February 22nd. Now, this is very important because if you have kids or grandkids, it's important to note that in addition to amazing basketball action and your old pal EZ on the public address announcing, it is Paw Patrol night. So if you've got kids or grandkids who are into Paw Patrol, just know that you will be able to meet and greet with the Paw Patrol characters. There's also a Buckets, which is our mascot, plush pillow giveaway to the first 1,500 fans. An exclusive pregame Paw Patrol party. You must purchase a ticket for that. All the details are at their website. Just search Grand Rapids Gold, and you will find their website. You can click on that, and away you go. There is an exclusive, like I said, pregame Paw Patrol party, face painting with specialty Paw Patrol jerseys worn by the team. And they love that. They love wearing Paw Patrol jerseys. Who wouldn't want to live in a world where the basketball team has special Paw Patrol jerseys? Again, that game is February 22nd. If you want more information, just search Grand Rapids Gold, and then you are in business, or you can go to grandrapids.gleague.nba.com. No one's going to remember that. Too many dots, too many words. So just search Grand Rapids Gold, and you will be in business. All right. While I'm at it, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage invites you to buy now and refinance later. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Mario will walk you through this every step of the way and get you in your pre-approved mortgage. Now, if you're a first-time home buyer, you move to the area that is red carpet service for first-time newbies. This can be a stressful time for you because you're signing your name on a dotted line for something as serious as a mortgage. You're going to have questions. He's got all your answers. So no matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Part of me wants to reach out to Megan to give her the bad news.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's the wrong Megan. M-E. Well, here, anything goes.
Hello.
Hang on a second. Hello, Megan. You're on the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I got news.
Uh-oh.
It is, I had a rabid raccoon in the backyard.
Stop.
No, I'm serious. And by the way, you're on the podcast.
Yeah, no, okay. Is it okay? Did you pet it?
Well, I was telling the audience about it, and, no, it's not okay. It's no longer with us.
Aww.
Yeah, the cops came and they had to shoot it in the face.
Stop. Eric, and they just shot it in your backyard?
They did.
Oh my God. I mean, okay, that's the best thing for the raccoon, but like, not great for, like, let's go to Pop Pop's house and watch raccoons get shot.
Well, I know, yeah, and it was first thing in the morning. I found it in the yard. The dogs were checking it out.
Oh, no.
So I put a blanket on him and I picked it up.
You did?
Yeah, I did, and I brought him in the house.
Okay.
And then I brought him in. I walked through the house and I put him in the garage and I thought he was going to be okay, but he started foaming at the mouth.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. So then the animal control guy came and he asked me for a shovel.
Oh,
so then he took it in the backyard and I thought he was just going to hit it with a shovel. And then all of a sudden I heard a gun go off and he shot the fucker.
What'd he do with it? Like,
well, that. He put it in a bag, and then I met him out in the front yard, and he handed it to me. He told me to throw it in the garbage.
I thought you were going to say you told me to throw it in a tree. Wait, serious? Okay, so, like, do you know for sure it was rabid?
Well, no. All I know is he was very sick, and he was near death, and he was in very bad shape. And and I didn't ask. I should have asked the animal control guy if he thinks it was rabid. But
yeah, but my thought is like, if he shot him in the backyard, obviously now there's like raccoon brains with rabies in your backyard for your dogs to eat.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to keep him away from that spot.
You're going to have to get the hose out and like bleach your backyard.
You're taking this very well. I thought for sure you'd have a heart attack.
No, well, I mean, if it was a sick raccoon, I don't think anything should suffer.
Right, right. It was definitely suffering. It was having a horrible time.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Did you, like, hold its little hand before you threw it away?
No, no. I don't, because I put a big, I found use for my Detroit Lions blanket, and I wrapped him in that thing.
Did you throw away the blanket?
No, I put it in the washer.
Extra hot.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really impressed with this. Yeah. I thought for sure you'd, like, yell at me or something.
Well, no. I mean, you called animal control. You did all the right things.
Yeah, I know.
So I think that was the right thing to do. I do love that you carried it in your house.
Oh, he was hissing, and Diana was running away. She was like,
They're so cute, but the noises they make are so scary.
Yeah, and
like
he was...
When I try to help them out of the dumpsters at work, they always hiss at me. It freaked me out so much.
Yeah, and he had like a green pussy jizz coming out of his eyes.
He probably only had pink eye, and you had him killed.
All right. I just want to let you know, just to get your reaction.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that I didn't cry.
No, I'm happy because honestly, what I swear, I was telling the audience this, when I walked into the yard and turned my flashlight on and saw him, you were the first thing I thought of. I go, oh, no. What am I going to do? I got to tell this story and she's going to lose her mind.
Megan's going to put a stop on that check.
Oh, my God. All right. Everybody go see Megan at Irvine's. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Today is the anniversary. Thank you to Logan S. for sending along that today is the one-year anniversary of Montgomery Brawl. This was a big one. We covered this extensively, the Montgomery Brawl. And that was, it turned into an outstanding race brawl. And it all began when guy at the dock in Montgomery, Alabama, who kind of like navigates the traffic for the area boats, a pontoon showed up. And guy said, yeah, you can't park that there. Black guy did. And then white folks all shit-faced out on the water the whole day, all sunburnt. They left the boat there. And dude moved the boat. Like, he was able to move the boat because there's a big ferry full of black people trying to dock. And the folks on the ferry are watching the argument between black guy who runs the dock and white guy who owns the pontoon. And the black people are just having fun, catcalling, singing, boom, get out the way, bitch, the ludicrous song, whatever. And it's all well and good. And then, and Nick refers to these people on that pontoon as lobster people, different from white people. They were all red. You'll see. Well, then one of the fucking lobster people attacks guy on the dock. He flips his hat in the air like, all right, it's on. And he starts fighting them. Meanwhile, black guy jumps off the riverboat to swim to the fight. And then they finally dock, and all the black people on the boat run over to beat the shit out of the white people. It's an outstanding race war. There was one moment when what is described as Unk with the chair gets this folding chair, and over his head he hits the pink lobster white guy, and then he turns around and there's some white bitch on the ground and he bashes her over the head with the chair. I want to go over some of the high points of the Montgomery Brawl. Now, I had clicked on this not long ago, so it's kind of reset, as you can tell.
That guy in the white shirt is crew from our little dinner cruise boat who got off our ship to go over there to move that black pontoon boat on his own because those guys who parked there were told not to leave it there, and they left it there. So he's just pushing it off. That's funny. Took matters into his own hands. I love it.
So if it ended there, no big deal, right? This guy is the center of it all. He's just doing his job.
This I hope please give him a big old ticket.
That chick, she's part of the White Lobster Brigade. So is this guy. So he's just having a conversation. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they're arguing. But no big deal.
Ooh, confrontation with the owner of the boat.
All right, so it's a little heated, but not the end of the world. White guy number two. Now the crowd is sensing some activity here. Here comes white guy three. Now there's this boat of, by the way, that guy you just saw there. Let's see, where is he? Right there. It says crew in the middle. He's Black Aquaman. He's going to swim across that body of water to that fight and deliver a rock bottom on somebody. So here we go. Now, there's only one white guy on this boat, him and his wife, and they're, like, staying away, and they should. Now, these black people, they're like, well, we know what's about to happen. Now, look at in this shot. Look at the size of this forearm of this woman here. This is that gives you an idea of the power of the people on this boat. She's got a Popeye forearm. All right. More arguing. Back and forth. Now, if you're just listening to the audio podcast, you obviously don't have the benefit of watching this, but trust me. If you have no idea what this is, if you have no idea what the Montgomery Brawl is, this is a legendary moment in race relations. Okay? Everyone in America hated these white people. Now the crowd is singing the Ludacris song. So I love that. Like I've said many times to you, black culture to me is just the best. It is so entertaining. It is heartwarming. It brings neighborhoods together. You know, black culture is the best thing in America today. And if you're a white guy, you don't have, like, if I was on that boat, and I started going, boom, bitch, get out the way, bitch. They beat the shit out of me. Okay? I would know my role, and I would just watch and smile and, in my head, urge them on. But you don't ever try to be a black guy when you're not a black guy or a black woman. Like, even Rebecca here, she's married to a black guy. If she's on that boat, she's not singing, boom, get out the way, bitch. She says, because she'll get her ass kicked. There's a little buzz going on. All right, now I'm gonna bounce ahead. These three white guys are all together, but it hasn't really taken off. But it's getting there. We got white guy number four. I ain't gonna do nothing but drown and I'm gonna come in. He's having a discussion. And then I think we're getting close to when the Montgomery Brawl actually kicks off. There's still the discussion. Appears to be terse, little animated, but cordial enough. And then, boom, there it is. Okay, now that's it. That guy shoved Doc guy. And then a black guy threw his hat off at the start. He knows it's on. everybody on the boat is like, God damn. So now you've got a bunch of white guys. Now here comes one black guy from up top. You saw that black guy show up. And now they're beating this guy down. Now look at this dude here, the dopey dude who works for the dock. He's trying to, like, pull people off. And this guy just slugs the kid. That's a kid. All right, now we need more blacks here. So this black guy shows up. He's like, hey, take it easy. And black guy doesn't start throwing punches yet. But there's way too many white people here. The white people are being the aggressors. I'm going to get out of this right now, and we'll bounce ahead to, let's see. This is when, I thought I had a clip of when the black guy swam
back,
in the fight.
But it's overpowered.
Yes.
That's when others jump in. Literally, one man seen swimming over to the dock
there
from the nearby
That's
riverboat.
That's the guy.
As soon as-
and I love this. This is when
it's a riverboat docks.
You get all these black guys showing up, and they go after the guys that are on the boat. There's a list of names that I found online that people online were referring to Black Aquaman. Included in that list, honorable mentions were Swimmy Hendrix, C. Murda, I don't get that one, Wade in the water, I don't get that one. I mean, I get it, but I don't. Mike Typhon, instead of Mike Tyson, Mike Typhon, Sting Ray Leonard, Scuba Gooding Jr., Al B. Dam, Gil Scott Heron, I don't get that one, 21 Salmon, I think I get that one. To go with Black Aquaman, you got J.J. Fish, Michael B. Phelps, Captain Hook, Catfish Cuz, Kofi Kingfish, Tyrone Lochte, that might be my favorite, 21 Tilapia, Lil Namor, and number one, Shaquille O'Gills. Tyrone Lochte might be my favorite, though. This is more, this is another angle of Montgomery Brawl, which, hang on, I'm going to watch this one first. All right. I don't want to play that. I'll get in trouble. It's probably a bad word and get me in trouble. This is the moment when Unk with the chair unleashed holy hell. Okay? Pick it up here. Montgomery Brawl is now spreading. Okay, now there's this guy again. This guy with no shirt, no shoes, gray hair. He's a sucker punch master. Just watch. These two are squaring off, and then this guy comes in. He's like fucking Dave Tiger Williams, third man in. And then look at, he springs into action. Okay, now chick in the red here, you see her. She's featured later because she's hit with the chair. Right now, Unk's getting the chair. You just saw the chair pop into your vision. Unk has the chair now. Unk is wearing the black shirt with the white hat. And this asshole is about to eat that chair. Watch it. Oh, Unk is bashing him over the head with the chair. Outstanding. Now, fat bitch in the red, she just got knocked out by this guy. By the way, all of these women that are eating punches from dudes, this is all acceptable. You know how people have said it is never acceptable to hit a woman? That is true, except in this fight. In this fight, it is perfectly acceptable to punch women and bash them over the head with chairs. Because that's what this guy's going to do. Oh! Oh, no! I like how that guy does it right in front of the cop. Like, you can see the cop right here. He's like, hey, come on, don't do that. Don't hit anybody with the chair. Oh, my God. Again, there's Unk. delivering swift justice with that chair. That was so hard. Otis is checking. She's just sitting. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Wow. Oh, my God.
The cop's like, come on, man, put the chair down. He ended up getting arrested, but I think charges were dropped.
Oh, my God.
Just great. So much to the legendary Montgomery Brawl. I think there's a Montgomery Brawl song. Isn't that right? Montgomery Brawl. G-Mac Cash. Cole says delivering CTE to everyone. All right.
Hey, Nina.
Hang on a second.
Brawl. Montgomery Brawl has already gone viral with over 1 million views. It's currently
Montgomery Brawl. Bitch. Not one but them all. Montgomery Brawl. Oh, yeah. Shout out bro that can swim. Montgomery Brawl. Blue shit, really all of them. Montgomery Brawl. Red. Shout out Unk with the chair. Montgomery Brawl. Everybody that was there. Montgomery Brawl. Oh, yeah. Threw the hat off at the start. Montgomery Brawl. Ooh. Man, shout out to the girl. Montgomery Brawl. Hey, now y'all done started some shit, so we gonna
shout out to the girl. Is that, I don't know what that means.
And this time, everybody about to witness it. Bro told them to move, just doing his job. But y'all wanted to jump him, so now we got a prize. All right, bet.
I like how G-Mac Cash, who's this is shot in Detroit, okay? But you think it's like the actual spot where the Montgomery Brawl happened, because there's the Detroit Renaissance Center.
What really happened? Heard they was jumping on my cousin. Let me off, Captain. Cuz came out the water like, let's get it cracking. Unk came with the chair like, I got some ass. Cuz came no shirt like, I got Sebastian. I got even the women getting hit like, damn, what happened? Hey, this shit was kind of lit like, damn, it's cracking. I even seen a rock bottom like, damn, this wrestling. Seen a couple of them boys go night-night. Woo. And we got the first black man to swim to a fight.
Salute.
If you mad at this song, don't mention me.
Don't do it.
But fuck that chair going out in history. Hey, I'm really proud of y'all.
Fuck that. That chair going down in history.
Montgomery Brawl. Bitch. Not one but them all. Montgomery Brawl. Oh, yeah. Shout out bro that can swim. Montgomery Brawl. Salute. Shit, really all of them. Montgomery Brawl. Real. Shout out Unk with the chair. Montgomery Brawl. Everybody that was there. Montgomery Brawl. Yeah.
I love that they made a song because a bunch of black guys kicked the white guy's ass after they started a fight with the one black guy. It's like celebrating this amazing, violent day. And I'm here for it.
Threw the hat off at the start. Montgomery Brawl. Man, shout out to the girl. Montgomery Brawl. Yeah, this is real.
Is that a, if you say shout out to the girl, is that something that if I said, would that like get me in trouble? Yeah, I don't ever want to try to adopt any phrases that I have no business trying to adopt. You know? I just want to watch it all unfold and marvel at how sweet that is. Chris says, you sound so white. LOL. Yeah, white guys cannot pull off any degree of black culture. It really bums me out when when white guys try to sound like they've got some degree of black culture in them. It's impossible. Shut the fuck up. There you go. That is the this date in history, February 4th, 2024. Montgomery Brawl. Corey says, unless you're Eminem. No, I can't stand how Eminem tries to talk like he's fucking from the hood. Shut up. He's a 50-year-old white guy. Chris says, nah, Easy Rhymes could have pulled it off. Well, yeah, maybe Young Easy Rhymes, but that's about it. Tophus says he is not familiar. This is the first time that he's ever heard about Montgomery Brawl. Yeah, last year we spent like a whole week talking about it when it all went down. It was outstanding. And if you were to look up Montgomery Brawl news story, you'd see that there were some legal things that took place. Those white guys got in trouble. I think the judge called all the black guys that got involved. That, like, the guy who bashed the woman over the head with the chair. He was in front of a judge, and a judge said, high five. You're fucking great. Go have a good life and capitalize on this. There was one clip in it that I didn't share that I got to get. There was a moment during Montgomery Brawl where, like, yeah, I've got it here. That all those black people, they came from that boat. And I haven't yet showed you this portion of it because I forgot, but I'm going to go back. So the fight hasn't really begun in earnest yet. The boat has docked. See the white guy, the guy with the white shirt? That's the guy who got beat up to start. He is tying the boat to the dock.
Boy, that nigga was kissing their ass at first. He was in there like some TV shit.
I ain't lying.
And so there's whoever's shooting the video is making commentary. I can't understand what he's saying because I don't speak black. But so now the people are getting excited because the black guy who got jumped in the first place, he is about to let them off the boat. Now watch how, once they are free to leave the boat, watch how they make a beeline, all the black people, to that pontoon.
Yeah, see the other folk.
Okay, there they go. Look, it's like Battle of the Bastards. Out of two exit areas, the back of the boat and the front of the boat, they're going for it. And then they look at all the kids. The kids know what's up. They're like, let's see this. Let's see this. Now, there are cops there. See, these are all cops. They know this is happening. They don't give a fuck. Because they know these black people got to kick these white guys' ass. So they're going to let a little street justice take place before they go in and, you know, maybe take the guy who bashed the bitch over the head with a chair into custody. Okay, now it's on. You can see it taking place, guys. That's at that pond, too. Off their shirts to fight. We got an announcer. Look at, they're stopping this motherfucker in the background. It should be noted that no one was seriously hurt, and that's unfortunate because we all wanted the white guys to get beaten into oblivion. All right, and that's where we picked it up, when Unk with the chair delivered swift justice with that goddamn folding chair. My God. Yoda World says, just charging admission and selling food at this joint. All right. That concludes today's historic mentioning of the Montgomery Brawl. I should try to track these people down for next year's event. I should put it in my phone as Montgomery Brawl Day and then maybe get these people back on the phone. And they're all like heroes now. Like, if you were to do whatever happened to the participants in the Montgomery Brawl, they're all wealthy. They sell T-shirts. They go to various areas in Montgomery, and they have, like, come see me. You can pay, like, $1,000. You get your picture taken with the Montgomery Brawl guy. Uncle with the chair shows up, and he's got the goddamn chair. And, you know, you get a picture with him. It's amazing. Unk with the chair even drives around Montgomery with the chair, top down, convertible, and then he just puts the chair next to him in the passenger seat and drives around people. Hey, Unk with the chair. He's like, yeah, how you doing? He gets a picture. People pay him. Somebody sucks his dick. It's awesome. Chris says, if you talk about it here, it won't happen. LOL. Montgomery, Alabama, Waffle House. I wonder if I could call a Waffle House in Montgomery, Alabama, and see if they want to honor this historic event with me. Let's do that.
Please visit order.wafflehouse.com or download the new Waffle House ordering app, as we no longer accept to-go orders over the phone. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Is that so when you call, you can't even get somebody?
Thank you for calling your local Waffle House. To place a to-go order, please visit order.wafflehouse.
You've made an invalid selection.
Thank you for calling your local Waffle House.
All right. Montgomery, Alabama, soul food. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.